Hello, boobies. I'm not going to do any of that messing around with words thing today. This is a serious subject, and I've been resisting getting involved in this discussion, but I finally heard something that I can't leave and not respond to. I'm responding to the subject that Puari's brought up about rape and sexual assault and how society views it, and in particular, Simon's response to it from earlier today, Simon Toon. He said a bunch of stuff that, I'm trying to find a nice way of saying this. Let's just say I think it's very politically correct, and I mean that in a non-complimentary way, I'm afraid. I think what most of what was said there and most of what's being promoted out of this is trying desperately to say the right thing rather than actually face up to facts about why people are the way they are and why people do the things they do. So let me just taking some quotes and reducing them a little bit. Apparently, the Northern bloke said something along the lines of, "Make sure you don't feel ashamed." Well, you know, with the relation to rape and the fact that women tend to have a sense of guilt or worry that they are in some way responsible for it. And I have to say that's perfectly natural, except in the case where a woman is set upon by a complete stranger without any kind of conversation ahead of time. She's just attacked. You know, in that situation, clearly it wasn't her fault. But that isn't the way human relationships work. We interact with each other, we talk to each other, and in most cases, as I understand it, I'm no expert on the stats. Maybe Puari can correct me if I'm wrong here. But I think in most cases, sexual assault comes from somebody that the woman knew. And, you know, it's natural to look back at the relationship and look back at the things that were said and worry about whether or not maybe you said that and that led him the wrong way, or maybe you did this and that led him the wrong way. It's natural to think back. I mean, just think about the last time you had an argument with somebody, and maybe you think that they were completely unreasonable and that you were in the right. But you can't deny there will be some element of soul-searching. Was that my fault? Did I do something wrong? It's natural, and of course rape is the same thing. So, I mean, the idea of make sure you don't feel ashamed, I'm afraid that's pie in the sky poppycock. That's just, you know, we can't change people's natures to that degree. Simon said giving women advice on how to protect themselves, I mean, I'm reducing a lot here, but giving women advice on how to protect themselves is the wrong approach. Women shouldn't have to protect themselves. Society should protect them. That seems to be the cry. This is screaming in the middle of the street, "It shouldn't be this way!" Well, I'm sorry, but it is this way. Men are, as you said yourself, Simon, men are sexual creatures. It would be lovely to think that we had ascended to the extent that we could design our society so that people behaved the way we think they should behave. But that just isn't the way we are. Mankind in general, and man in particular, wants to have sex. It's as simple as that. Men want sex, they want it a lot, they need it, physiologically they need it, and mentally they need it. And, you know, it's idealistic and naive to think that we can change society so that men don't behave as though they need sex, because they do need sex, it's as simple as that. So, pornography, we'll perhaps get onto that another day, but I think there's a very strong argument for saying that that reduces the problem rather than increases it. I absolutely don't buy the objectification of women argument. I don't think pornography objectifies women, I mean, unless you're a very, very stupid person. I think we can tell the difference between video games and reality, and I think we can tell the difference between pornography and reality. Pornography simply lets men get their rocks off. I'm talking about normal men here. Sure, there are some freaks out there, but let's not make rules and societal changes just to moderate the freaks. Let's actually try and deal with society as it is for the majority of people. I'm going to pause here, and I'm going to pick up in another separate boo.